Hey there, this is Jason Pett of Cash Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast, which is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We want to invite you to listen to our newest NBA podcast, Blue Wire Buckets. The pod is a collaboration of Blue Wire's NBA podcasters analyzing playoff storylines and games. Here's a segment from the latest episode of Blue Wire Buckets.
Two straight years with Russ and Paul George going out in the first round, and Russ was awful in this series. Like, he had the one game they won, he had a really nice game, but yeah, he was shooting something 36% coming into this game, and
yeah, he didn't help himself tonight.
11 of 31 tonight. So just there's gonna be a lot of talk about. I mean, just Dame soundly outplaying him. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of talk about where they're standing and in the league against each other. Dame is has he gone past him? Because Russ obviously was all year. Russ, the shooting was just way down. He's never been the most efficient player, but this year's the shooting in general is way down. And I would have this series. First round and out again. I think this is the third straight year he's gone out since KD left, and now two straight with Paul George out too. I mean, that's not a great look. I'm curious where they're going to go from here. I don't even know what kind of changes they can really make. They got Adams is under contract for big money. They obviously have Russ and Paul George there long term. Where do you see them going from here?
I think the most frustrating part was, and I'm curious here if you guys agree. I don't think Russ played a terrible game. Intellectually, he took shots he should make. He took that elbow jumper. He missed how many layups in a row, including the one right down the stretch. If he's not going to hit that elbow jumper and layups at the rim, I don't know what you can do with him. You know, it wasn't one of those, he did end up with 31 shots. He definitely forced a few, but he wasn't trying to match Dame shot for shot, which is
I would agree.
Which is what he typically would do when a guy gets that hot, right in his face, particularly a guy he has kind of a back and forth with. And so it's just I don't know, other than you either have to put faith that he's gonna come around with his jumper, which I don't know, it's got worse every year.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of the layup thing is something that's kind of been around quietly with Russ, just kind of missing. It's almost he goes too fast and he ends up blowing it at the rim. But you're right. I think he played, shooting numbers aside, I still think he played a fairly intelligent game. And you know what? You have to give Portland credit too. They just don't quit. Keep coming. CJ McCollum had a terrible game, but yet, made some big
shots. Great fourth quarter. Down the stretch, though. So.
Yeah, big plays down the stretch. And I think it's just they just kind of keep coming and coming. Ennis Kanter gutting it out after, I guess it looks like a shoulder injury or
yeah,
whatnot.
But something like that.
He looked in a ton of pain, but just kept battling. It's just, God, you have to tip your hat to these guys. And to your question, Jason, I have no idea what OKC can. You might have to try to move Adams to free up some money somehow or get some pieces, because right now the way this team's constructed, 3 years in a row getting swept out of getting knocked out of the first round, it's becoming a reoccurring theme. And it was funny at the start of the series, and I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I'll cut it here quick. I kind of looked at it going, this is a battle of really almost legacies between Westbrook and Lillard going into the series, both having lost in the first round the past 2 years. One of them is going to go through and one's going to get left behind. And it's, I called it the battle of the bastards on Twitter the other day. And I think we kind of could have guessed before I said it, who would have been Jon Snow and who would have been Ramsay's for all the Game of Thrones fans out there. And it looks like it kind of played out just like the battle of the bastards.
Quick point, the Thunders, I forgot they have Dennis Schroeder for $31 million the next 2 years. Roberson is, who knows the hell his deal is yet. They're just in a weird spot for them right now. I don't know.
They clearly went all in on trying to put everything they could around Russ and PG, given their cap constraints. And I don't know. They were 12 of 27 from three, which is about as good as you can expect from that team given the roster. And
right, I mean, that's good for most teams.
It is good for most teams. Most teams probably want to get up to 30 shots from three, but beyond that, this is about as good a shooting night as you can expect from that roster, and it still wasn't enough. And you can point to, if Dame's gonna get 50, And I was actually, I'm looking at it now, he was 17 of 33. It really felt like he made five shots the whole night. But I don't know what you can do, like, if you're OKC here, because I feel like they played as their best game.
Yeah, 55% overall. Like, Jeremy Grant was 7 of 8. Schroeder was 7 of 10. Like, both guys made some crazy shots. I mean, PG was 14 of 20. Like, obviously, Russ didn't shoot well. But, yeah, I mean, they had only gone over 100 points, I think, like, three – or the one time, their one win. They'd struggled offensively. And then they put up a great offensive effort tonight. Just Dame goes for 50. And then they just kind of felt folded down the stretch. And that was that. And they're done.